Okay, we're in Parak Yud in Hilchos Tumas Ras. Now we're going to take up the issue of what happens when somebody decides to remove the sign of Tumah that's on him. Some of the halachas revolving around that. So Rambam says, Halacha Aleph, Hatola Shemani Tumah Ben Kulam Ben Miksasam. Someone tries to remove the signs of Tumah, whether all of them or some of them. Oh, Hichva Samicha Kula Miksasar. Let's say he burns off that healthy flesh that's supposed to appear. That's a sign of Tsaras, either most of it or some of it. Let's say he, what do you call it? He cuts out completely, removes entirely the blemishes on his skin or on his clothing or in his house. It doesn't matter when. It could be prior to getting diagnosis. It could be during the time of quarantine. It could be when he's diagnosed with Tsaras, or it could be when he's exempted from it. He's violating an Isser Shenemar. He's Shomer B'nega Tsaras. He's Shomer B'ovla. Sos Kol Shei Rostem. Ha'konim Avin. Kasher Tivisim Tishmeru. And what is that? Shol Yitlosh Oshikos. And it's clear from the Torah. You're not allowed to go ahead and either remove it or cut it out. But you don't get Malkus Ad Shio Ilu Masav. Okay, until you actually get benefit from your actions. Ve'im lo ho'ilo inaloket. If not, you don't get Malkus. Ketzav. What does that mean? Ha'isav O'Baharas U'Vashlo Soros Avanos U'Tal Shachas. Okay, for example, let's say he has a Baharas, and there are three hairs on there that are white. And what does he do? He removes one of the three. Kavim mixas hamichya. Or let's say he burnt off some of the healthy flesh. Vinishar mena kadasha, but there's still a lentil size, a minimum shear left. Ain't a look. He doesn't get makas shahari hu tame kishahaya because he's still tame. V'chein kol biotzeba bazeh. However, makas on makas marnis, but he would get rabbinical makas. V'chein magleach has a nesek. So too, someone shaves off the what they call the a nesek, which is the other kind of tuma thing, a blemish. Lokesh nemar v'es a nesek leigaleach. Now you only chayev one if you remove the nesek with, let's say, a razor. Now, however, someone who has saras, he's allowed to go ahead and, let's say, carry like a pole on his shoulder that has saras, likshor hasiv al riglo, or to tie like something around his foot, like a palm thing, bimhalchu, and simani tuma yelecho. And if the simani tuma disappear, it's okay. But who shall just have him lakach as long as he has the intention to do it. Okay, Allah Habez, Hatola Shimani Tuma, O Shechva, Asamechia, Achlo Va Eitzel Kohen, Harizatara. So let's say a person does remove the Siman Tuma, or he burns, let's say, the skin that's healthy, until what do you call it, before he actually gets the inspection done by the Kohen, he's still Tar. The Chene Masa came Mea Seger, so to be does it during quarantine without an official diagnosis, Harizatara, Lachem Mea Seger. He'll be Tar after the quarantine. Vim Toshan, Achashachachachla Bahen. Now let's say after he's diagnosed with Saras, he then removes it. Then Arizim Mukhlat, Kishahaya, he's still considered Tameh. Vein lo Tahara, and he actually cannot actually become Tahara ever. Acha Tifrach HaTzaras Pekulo, until the Tzaras covers his entire body. O Acha Dismai by Harto Mikagaris, or until the Baharas gets smaller than the minimum Shir Magaris. Halacha Gimel, Misha Niksasasa Baharato Kulo, right? Shlo Bekavana Tahara. So let's say a person cuts off the Baharas in its entirety unintentionally, he's Tahara. Ksasa Bekavana, let's say he cut it out purposely. Im Katsas called Basar Chai, Hamakifa. Let's say he cuts out all the healthy flesh that surrounds it, even I feel like a chutah sarav, even a strange word, so to speak. Ein lo tahara olamas. He doesn't never gets tahara. Ksatsa v'tzimtzum. Let's say he cut it off in the exact way. Ein lo tahara shetifrach v'kulo. He gets no what do you call it? He doesn't become tahara until the tzaras spreads as an entire body. The tolish sarav levana achas nisha shnia harei zetar. Let's say I pulled out one white hair and the other one came out on its own. Then he's tahara. How you shalosh? Let's say there were three. Talosh shnayim. He took out two. The nishra achas, and then one came out. Harezav tumas, he remains tamei. Ha'isav mi'chya kadasha kava chetzia v'halach chetzia. Let's say he had the healthy flesh the size of a lentil, and then half of it got burnt, the other half disappeared. Harezav tar, he's tahar. Ha'isav yaseir mi'kadasha. Let's say what do you call it? It's more than a lentil size. Kava hamosar v'halach kadasha. Let's say he burnt off the extra, and then the adasha amount disappeared. Harezav tar, he's tahar. Kava Kadasha, let's say he burnt an Adasha size of Halach, Hamosar, and the extra disappeared, Arizat Tameh. He still retains the status of being Tameh. Halach A, Misha Haisa Beharis Barlaso. Let's say a person has a Beharis on his foreskin, Yimol, he gets circumcised. Alpisha Himila Shalabiz Mana, even if it's meal in the wrong time, Shemitzah Sase Docha as Losa Sase Bechomachom. Because as we know, a positive commitment always pushes off an Isser. Then Mal, if he did circumcise himself, Halach Beor Haorla, and let's say, what it called, removing the Orla caused the semen to disappear. Shahayev Mukhlapo that he was diagnosed with. Hareze Chayev Korban Mitzorah, he still will be Chayev to bring a Korban Mitzorah. Halach Vav, Mitzvah Saseh Shigeya Mitzorah HaMukhlat Mechusa Rosh Koyme Chaluto. So it's a mitzvah for the person who's diagnosed with tzaras to basically cover his head all throughout his diagnosis. The ote al safam ke'eva, and he actually he puts that covering all the way up onto his lips, like someone who's mourning. Uporis begadav, and his clothes are torn. Umodia over malav, and what do you call it? And he must tell people who pass by him, shu'tame, that he is tame. Shnembar b'hat tzarua shebo anega, etc. Afilu kohen gadol shenitzarea, even a kohen gadol who got tzaras parea. So he has to go ahead and cover his head. Uporis uporim shasa shasei dochas loze. So he has to cover his head and tear his clothes, because again, a positive outweighs a negative. And you can't say hi to other people as long as you've been diagnosed with saras, like an avel. You sfasa devukos, like your lips should be glued together. However, he's allowed to learn. He's allowed to teach Torah. He can't get a haircut or do laundry the entire time of his diagnosis. And he acts this way even on Shabbos Yontov. However, it was okay. However, he's allowed to bathe, anoint himself, wear leather shoes, have sexual relations, and what it called, have his bed stand in the proper position like everyone else. Halacha Zayin, Dina Mitzara Sheyilo Moshav Levado. Right. So the halacha by someone with tzaras is that he basically has to have a place for him to live outside of town. Chutz La'ir. Shenemar Mechutz La'achan Moshav. Davrzeh Ba'yaros and Mukafos Choma Be'eretz Yisrael Levad. And this only applies to walled cities that are in Eretz Yisrael. So if a woman has saras, she does not cover her head, and she does not tear her clothes, and she does not cover her face. However, she does sit outside the city, and she tells others that she's tummy. Not just someone that's saras, anyone who is, what do you call it, anyone who gives tummy to other people, and he has to tell everyone else that he's tummy. So they stay away from him. That the person who's tame lets other people know that he is tame. Halachates tumtum vandrogonus parea uporim both al safam yeshu safek. So if someone, it's indeterminate what their sexual status is, or they have evidence of both, so they go ahead and cover their heads and tear their garments and cover up all the way up to the lips because there is a safek whether they have saras or not. Lachiyot echam esorah moskar vecham esorah lochot ninatuma. So the same lachas apply to someone who has saras who's in quarantine or someone who has been diagnosed. When it comes to them, they being Mitzara, Moskar, Mitzara, Mokhlad, then you're talking about La Priya Prima, Vitiglachas, Vitiparim, Shatar, Shahatar, Mitocha Segar, Pata, Mitzgalachas, Mitziparim, Vatar, Mitoch Heflet, Chaibahan, about Tumma Shnehan, Shavuholdover. Okay, so essentially, Rama is saying that the Tumma of Saras that's in quarantine as well as been diagnosed are the same, except for the following, that when it comes to covering the head, shaving, when it comes to bringing in the birds, the person who's in quarantine is pater from the shaving and the birds and the tahor and what do you call it? And the tahor from someone who's diagnosed is chayv then. When it comes to the overall lachas atuma, it's exactly the same. But the key thing is that a lot of the things that the person who has saras has to go through, the person in quarantine doesn't go through those same things. Vachiraf hamitzora am avos atumos. So someone who has saras is considered the highest category tuma. Metam adam mekelim mago. So he makes someone else tummy by touching them or their vessels, uklicharis baviro, and so earthenware containers with the inside part, matam adam masa, or matam mishkav mushav. So it makes someone tummy by carrying them, and it makes that what they sit on tummy. Afil tachas eben, even underneath a stone like a zav or a zava, like someone on a mission. Shenemar v'chibes v'gadav v'taharim piyesh v'lamdo, shetahar milatame mishkav mushav. That he's tahar from making that which is to sit on tummy. And it doesn't matter if the person's in quarantine or if the person's been determined to have saras. Lachid beis, chomer yisera yishma mitzara. So finishing it up, there's an extra stringency when it comes to someone with saras. Shematama v'biyoso levayis v'me mehechla v'me hezke. Because he's able to make a house tame, whether he's been diagnosed or he's in quarantine. Ketzad, so what does this mean? Nechlas v'bayis, when he goes to do house, different culture v'bayis, he makes everything in the house tame, v'another v'kelim. Whether it's a person or kelim, afishlo nagavahen, even if he doesn't touch them, nasuishlo tuma, their primary tuma, shenemar umichutz machanem moshavo, mahu tame ach moshavo tame. So to where he lives is tame, where who he's tame, so to where he lives is tame. Haya omi tachas ilan, if he's underneath the tree, the avar adam tar tachas ilan, and if someone who's tar passes underneath the tree, he's tame. Haya hatar omi tachas ilan, someone tar stands underneath the tree, the avar matar tachtav, and the person's saras goes underneath him, underneath it, lo tama. Oh, he's not tama. If he stands up, nitma shari nasa lamushav, because now he's considered a mushav insofar as tuma is concerned. Savig amar savig lo matara. If he's not sure if he stood up or not, he's tara. Hechnei samasar roshiru labayis. Let's say someone at Saras sticks his hand and most of his house into the most of himself into the house. Nitma kol sheish v'socha. Everything inside becomes tama. Nechas a basic anesthes. He sticks his head into shul. He goes into shul. Also mechitza gavah asar tvachim rachva arba amos. They make him a mechitza. It's basically 10 tvachim high. And 4x4 amos is for him. Benichnas Risham Yotze Achron. He goes in first and leaves last. Kadeshi Moshava Lubado. So he sits alone. Well, Yamon Imaam Beirvu. He doesn't stand with the people and mixing with them. Yitma Osam and God forbid, make them tame. That ends Parak Yud Beis, and we'll continue with Parak. Excuse me. That ends Parak Yud, and we'll continue with Parak Yud Aleph tomorrow.